Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text Number 15. Samam Srutir Mruga Dehopi Vira Krishnachana Prabhava Nojahati Ato Aham Jana Sangada Sango Visankamano Virutvascharami. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer, because I am aware of the fall down in my past life. I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men, being afraid of their bad materialistic association. I wander alone, unnoticed by others. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer, because I am aware of the fall down in my past life. I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men, being afraid of their bad materialistic association. I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. It is certainly a great fall to go from human life to animal life. But in the case of Bharata Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavan Tadantante Kalevaram. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain type of thinking. This will lead one to animal life. Yet, for a devotee, there is no loss. Even though Bharata Maharaj received the body of a deer, he didn't forget his position. Consequently, the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his downfall. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in a family of very pure Brahmins. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Om Jnana Tumirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurundulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadam Yendadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sakarajatam Saganagadunadandutam Bhansadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Saganagalita Sri Visakamitam Hey Krishna Karna Chindo Dena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Aripriya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhya Kripa Sindhu Prayavata Kaditanam Pavane Deva Vaishnaya Deva Namana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priya Devita Ganada Aripriya Kavi Gaura Bhakta Rupa Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Jadavarat that is Maharaj Raghavan and this is Maharaj Jadavarat. But both are Maharas for a different reason. This King Raghavan was Maharas because he is the emperor of a material tract of land by the name Savira province. Whereas Jadabharat is also known as Jadabharat Maharaj because he is the lord of his kshetra, his body, material kshetra and body kshetra. Generally, people have the in conditioned life, they want to be the lord and master. But you are becoming more attached. But we are not the lord and master. This material nature, Krishna says, I am the Bhoktaram Yajnatapatam Sarva Loka Maheswaram. So I am the owner, I am the controller and the maintainer. So whether this body or the material world outside, it is not in our control. When you say control your body, what does it mean? It means you can control your old age or what? I control my body so that I don't get old age. I control my body so that I don't have to sleep. No. When you say uncontrolled, I will say you control your, that means you control your extrovert behavior. You control your lording over material energy. That means you utilize your body in Krishna's service. Generally, we abuse our body for our imagined desires. Everybody, let's say the desires that are in the mind, they are called fantasies, imaginations, wild imaginations. But that is not true mind. You have a false mind and you have a true mind. False mind, which comes out of false ego, and you want to lord over, you want to be the proprietor and enjoyer, whatever you survey. So, you are supposed to have true mind. True mind means what can really make you happy. No matter what material happiness, what material acquisitions one may have, they will not make you happy. You become more miserable, like Hiranyakashipu, like Ravana. When you're false ego, it takes you on a ride. You ruin your own life. Only people who have false ego, they clash with others, they neglect scriptures. Scripture tell you that you should not have false ego, give up your ahankar. Because when ahankar rules us, our intelligence is supposed to rule us. But when the ahankar rules us, we become more miserable and unhappy. And also, we make others also miserable and unhappy. That is the result of false ego, material mind. But true ego, what is true ego? There are true ego means I and mine. That is called ego. So the scriptures don't say no ego. They say no false ego. Consciousness cannot be without ego. The consciousness means your identity. So the point is whether you identify with the body or you identify with the real self. So the scriptures say, give up your false ego and be reinstated in your real ego. Real ego, there also say, I am, I and mine. So in real ego, when you say I, you mean the soul. Then you see the soul in everybody. Then immediately you become very respectful, because a learned man, as Chanakya Pandita says, Matruvat Paradareshu, Loshtravat Sarvabhuteshu, Atmavat Sarvamaneshu, Pashyanti Sa Pandita. A learned man will see Matruvat Paradareshu. Generally, because we all have enjoying tendency, whenever we look at the opposite sex, we try to enjoy them with our eyes, with our ears. We enjoy their talks, we enjoy their body, mentally. And when this mentally, this you don't cut down, cut there. So that means mentally, externally you may be not married, you may be brahmacharian like that. But mentally, when you allow yourself, your old habit to go on, to gratify yourself through these senses, you know, which give you input. You hear, you see, you eat. So, if you allow yourself to enjoy, but physically you restrain, how long that will go on? Because in the mind you are nurturing this mood of enjoyment. So slowly the mind becomes absorbed, as Bhagavad Gita says, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsam Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Vijayate Krodhat Bhavat Samma Samma Asputya Brahma. Why do people fight and become like animals? Enjoying like animals or fighting like animals? It is said, when love is there, you enjoy like an animal. When that becomes disturbed, then you hate him like, you know, we read in the newspapers. There are some lovers, and then they are, either they are mad after each other, or one soul is mad after the other, and that will result in a great tragedy, you know. Either both of them will go and commit suicide because parents are not given permission that they get married. It must be some intercaste that the parents don't like, the status don't match. So people say, no, our parents don't tell us, let us just die together so that we can be united in the next birth. Wishful thinking. So they commit suicide together sometimes. It is only one side, infatuation. Then either you will commit suicide or you will go and kill the other person. Only I have to enjoy. I will see that you no longer exist. You do some acid attack, or you cut their throat with a blade. If you are not aggressive like that, you kill yourself. Failed love, committed suicide. All completely any lack of awareness. What is all this life about? Very flickering infatuation. So we are saying that I means I this body, or I means I this soul. So false ego means you do something and you take credit for it. I did this. Like I know many people saying, mostly people are like that. Everybody likes to show that they are a very special person. No common sense. Everybody is like yourself. But why do they think I am special? No. There is no reason why anybody should think I am special. Because Krishna has made you. So your speciality belongs to Krishna. Krishna made you like this. You are not special. Krishna made you special. So the credit goes to Krishna. Krishna has cast you in a certain mental frame. Krishna has given you. Suppose you think I am very beautiful. Do you think you have manufactured your body or what? No, it's given. Maybe if I manufacture my own body, I can still go on doing something that I can be more beautiful. So when Krishna has given body, and people say you are beautiful, well, you say, this is Krishna's arrangement. Yeah? Krishna has given you some possession. So, this self-knowledge, which leads to knowledge of God. Why people are not searching for God? Because they have no self-knowledge. If there is self-knowledge, immediately, who has put me in this body? Who has put me in this body? The moment you understand, I am not the body, I am soul in the body. Why did I come into this body? Who has put me in this body? And what is the my situation in this body? Very volatile. You are here today, tomorrow you are not there. You are beautiful today, tomorrow you may be bedridden. You are a wealthy man today, tomorrow you may be a pauper on the street. But yesterday or day before, somebody came, sat here, and he told, he lost, this Raghavaya's son. You were saying, he came, I was reading in the morning, Raghavaya Ekadasya, 500 rupees. So he came to my room, and he said, my son lost everything. Because he did not consult me, he did not care for devotional service. So his fate has dragged him. His fate has taken him. What happened? He was not doing bhakti, so whatever ideas are coming, his past life karmas, he is thinking that I am going to make much more money. So whatever he earned, like literally like 15, 20 lakhs, and he trusted somebody and then entrusted the money, and that guy, he just cheated him. There is no record or evidence. He lost everything. and then he did not practice any bhakti. So he had to sell his house. He had to sell his house to get out of the loans and the borrowed money he did. So today it will be something, tomorrow it will be completely different. Anybody who knows how we are completely controlled, whether things are happening the way we want, things don't happen the way we want, including your mind, your mind may cooperate, your mind may not cooperate. It's all prearranged. It's there in your karmas. From your past karmas, you have this body, subtle or gross, and gross body beautiful or ugly, subtle body intelligent or dull. So you cannot change anything. Then what is your freedom? Then what is the progress? To the degree you discipline your life effort. Let's say in the beginning our mind doesn't cooperate. Your mind is parallel. You are trying to bow down, you are trying to sing samsara davanala, you are trying to do your japa Hare Krishna. But mind is ahead. Mind just neglect. You neglect the mind also has neglected you. Mind is going in its own fancies. You feel too weak. I think I can only do what my mind is saying. All I am chanting Hare Krishna, I don't think I will become devotee. But the mind is so stubborn, strong. But in this world, God has left His holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought out, although everyone is in hopeless condition, there is a mode of goodness, mode of passion or ignorance, it's only relative, somebody is feeling a little better, that's all. But no one is really better, relative. The mode of goodness is also on the bodily platform. So everybody is dragged like an animal which is put a rope to its nose. You know, sometimes these undomesticated animals, sometimes untamed animals, they are dangerous. So you have to, a man when he is dealing with an animal more powerful than him, he has to be careful. So you'll have a whip, or you'll have a cane, or you'll have the animal tied in such a way that it cannot have its animalistic. So when we say animalistic behavior, you cannot predict the animal. Nowadays people's behavior also cannot be predicted. They are like animals. Who will do what? Not trustworthy, no consistency in behavior, because your mind is, and your mind is dictated by your karmas, and your mind is doing things. So you don't know. Today you will say something, and tomorrow, no, I don't think I have said this. Or today you will say something, tomorrow you may not follow it yourself. So devotees are not surprised. That's why we don't do blame game too much. So you know how the material nature is functioning. Poor fellow under the complete grip of the modes of material nature, so you become compassionate. Now, you people have to become compassionate. When somebody is not gentlemanly in his speech or in your behavior. You be kind to them, because no one likes to make his life miserable and make others' life miserable. We are not here for that. We are here to nicely help each other and see the plus points in others. That's it. If I want to find faults with you, then what I have to learn from you? Nothing. But if I see something in you which I don't have, maybe it is enthusiasm, maybe it is your hard work, maybe it is your creativity, maybe it is your discipline, maybe it is your learning. You know, there are many things. Maybe you are expert in a particular thing. So, let's say it is a dictum for devotees. We refuse to see bad in others. We refuse to see. Neither it will help him, nor it will help us. Because every conditioned soul is full of ego. He will not accept that he is lacking in good behavior. We don't accept. We may not accept, which is very difficult for us to overcome our ego and admit our fault. At least when you keep quiet, when you keep silent, that means it shows that you are introvert, you are thoughtful, so you are trying to find out how to adjust things, how to get things going. We don't want things in deadlock, stalemate position, chess, check, check, no further going, simply. So we are meant to enjoy our life spiritually, moment to moment. If some people don't fit into that, then you constantly think how carefully I can, how sensitive, we call it sensitive. It is a sensitive issue. When you are dealing with Christians and Muslims, when you are dealing with peers, equals. So when you are dealing with your equals, because you are not given the authority to decide for them, to dictate to them. Sensitive thing. We don't want to encroach on others' rights. So we are talking about Matruvat Paradareshu. Everyone born into this world, either man or woman, we have a bossing over, lording over mentality. We cannot guide them, but still we want to be their authority or control them. That is our nature in false ego. In true ego, I am the soul, servant of God, and the soul, servant of God's creation. When you are keeping the temple room clean, you are keeping the place clean, that means you are feeling this world is not mine, this world is Krishna's. So I am here a servant to serve Krishna's place. What to speak of dealing with people, you always feel I am everybody's servant. That's why Prabhupada introduced me. Prabhu, just address everybody, whether they are karmis, this or that. We only want to help and serve everybody. Then you become very happy, very satisfied. Our nature, our constitutional position, we are not boss, we are das. So when you take up that position, then there is no room for conflict with ego. What a servant can conflict with the master? Just follow. Servant means just follow. And then you are comfortable. See, I have to make him happy. So if you will not question, oh, today he said something, tomorrow, yesterday he said something. That is master's wish. Yes, yesterday I wanted milk from you at 7 o'clock. Now I wanted some buttermilk because it's summer. So you have to be ready, you know. If he says, get me milk, do it. You are a servant. Like that. Whenever we are with people, always our mood should be, how best I can serve others. That will make me happy. It will make them happy. It is a healthy dealing between people. Healthy dealing between people. I try to serve you, try to serve me. No exploitation. And reciprocation is there. And then you do things properly. What you are capable, what I am capable, let's do it together for Krishna. So, and about mine. So everybody has certain ownership over things, temporarily or for some time. When you have a post, you are temporarily there, collector, not permanent. Maybe your property, that for some time, for a longer time, still you have to go. So whenever we have our property, we'll immediately think, this is Krishna's property. Krishna has given me this property. And I want to use this property in a way that is satisfying to Krishna. When you are a custodian, when you are a keeper, you don't have that. You possess it, like it's in your name. The property, the house is registered in your name. That's only for a material facility. Not in this world, because people are exploited, so you get the property registered in your name. But internally your mood is, this is Krishna's property, and how carefully I can utilize it back in Krishna's service, so that I don't become entangled in the loss of material nature again. We are all entangled in the loss of material nature. Devi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya. So it says, Chanakya Pandita says, Matruvat Paradarishu. Because we come into this world to enjoy. So it is nothing to hide. It is not that I only have that mood. More or less, everyone has that enjoying mood. And we trespass. And we become caught. Generally, when we come into this world, we also know we have to go. Then we should not become attached to anything. That is common sense, if not knowledge. Common sense is, I should not become attached to. I have to do my duties, but I cannot be attached. And if you are knowledge, then you utilize things so that the attachment you don't have for Krishna, the attachment you don't have for Krishna, which you are supposed to have, you should have attachment to Krishna. Because we are not independent. We are all dependent. Now we are dependent on fallible soldiers. We are dependent. But they will not know, we depend on parents. After a few years, the parents are not there. You are dependent on your wealth. Maybe if the time is not good, you lose all your money. You are dependent on your friends. They may actually ditch you. They may actually cheat you. So you become very frustrated. So we are all dependent. But dependent on whom? Right now, in ignorance, we are dependent on material nature. But when you become enlightened, you don't become dependent on material bodies and material things. So if you are too attached to somebody, like we are all attached to Prabhupada. Now, Prabhupada is not physically there. That means, what, all your life you want to just cry? No. You are attached to Prabhupada because what he has given to you in life. Prabhupada has given you the understanding of life. You know, he has given you how to look at this world. So when you continue to implement what Prabhupada has told us to do, then you feel liberated, you feel free from material attachments which will give rise to misery. If you follow Prabhupada's instructions carefully, then you are nicely doing. If things go this way, that way, you are not disturbed because you are following Prabhupada's instructions properly. You understand why this is happening and how the situation is good for your spiritual advancement. So, Matruvat Paradhareshu, Lostravat Paradhraveshu. Generally, when you have enough to eat, you don't maintain the tendency of accumulation. You make it your habit. Now I have a place to stay and eat. Now if there is something, how can I make others happy by giving it to them? It was seen perfectly in Prabhupada's life, getting so many things, just giving to them. You are not attached to anything. Big money, all right. You will give to whichever city you are in, give to the temple president, kindly develop the place. Any costly items over. And you will see to encourage some disciple. Rolex watch, very costly watch. But for Prabhupada, I just have to know the time. What is this Rolex watch? And you will see some sincere guy who is still attached to luxury things and simple things. He will be there. A Prabhupada has given me a Rolex watch. So, if you know that if Krishna is with you, your life will go on very smoothly. You are no longer dependent on properties, bank balances, and things. You know that Krishna's name is more than your properties and bank balances. Because protection comes from Krishna. We only think that maybe my bank balance will protect me. Maybe my properties will protect me. But they cannot. If Krishna has given you protection, nothing will happen to you. If Krishna has not given you protection, with all the money and properties, you will still be helpless. Just like somebody who is affected by a brain stroke. A lot of money in the bank. You cannot even sign. You cannot even talk. Simply, money is there and two people go, he is such a rich man. But what can he do? He cannot do anything for himself. He cannot even draw money from the bank because he brain stroke. semi-comatose. So, although it looks like Krishna is an unseen theoretical concept, but Krishna is there. You can trust him. So that's why whenever sometimes devotees cannot get along, devotees have differences and that. And then there is no how to fix the issue. And then said, oh, Krishna is there, he will take care. I tried to not be a party to the conflict. Because we are not coming here for that. I want to be a party to resolution. But still, things are beyond my hands. And then, no, I tried my best, so I'll take care. I'll continue to see it positively because everything is in Krishna's hands. And then I'll try my best and then leave. You see that? That's called Lostravat Paradraveshu. Not only that you are not attached to your money, you want to use your money to give comfort to others. So where is the question of grabbing others' money? Because whatever you have, you feel it more than your needs. That is a devotee. Devotee's needs are very simple. Devotee is very expert. Whatever Krishna gives, within that I still be able to spare for some charity. So there is no room for such a man trying to grab somebody's things. And lastly he said, Atma Sarvabhuteshu. Atma Sarvabhuteshu. You deal with others the way you like to be dealt. So you want others to be warm with us, you want others to be friendly with us, you want others to be kind to us. So, as I told you, if somebody is having difficulty, but is hurt himself, is hurting others, you don't see him as a bad person, but you be kind to him. Because nobody, no gentleman would like to deal with a situation like that. Any mature person wants to keep everybody comfortable. Even if others try to keep him uncomfortable, but he will not. Because he is in a spiritual position. That's why you cannot make a spiritual person unhappy, not possible. He is situated himself. He is not dependent on your encouragement. He is not dependent on your eulogy. He is not dependent on your supports and things like that. He is situated in the self and is nourished by Krishna. So other outside things, favorable, unfavorable, they will not have so much effect on a spiritual person. His mood is steady, his activities are steady, and he sees unfavorable things as a test from Krishna and wants to develop himself from the unfavorable. So here, this Jadabharata Maharaj and Maharaj Raghavan. So Jadabharata is explaining King Raghavan about his past life. He said, generally people don't remember their past life, but if you are a spiritual person, that's why we are not agitated. Now, when people misbehave with us, you don't lose your temper if you are a spiritual person. You know how to look back into the past life, in yourself and in others. So behind their actions. See, like, you know, we were reading the previous sloka. From what is a person now, you can look into his past, and from what a person is now, you can see how he is going to progress in life. So if you are a misfit here, don't think that you leave the place and you will fit nicely somewhere else. No guarantee. The problem is not changing the place. The problem is yourself. And that's what seniors try to assist you. They try in so many ways how to directly, indirectly, so that giving you time, giving you guidance. And then if you can really fortunate to take it up, afterwards you will laugh at yourself. Why did I behave like that? So mean and petty minded. So a devotee, that's why we all want to become devotees, because outside there are no solutions to the problems of the world. You cannot stop hudhud, you cannot stop winter, you cannot stop old age, you cannot stop crop success or crop failure. You cannot, it's not in your hands. What's going to be the outcome of this year, crops and like that. So Jadavarat, by explaining to King Raghavan, so Raghavan being reflective, is saying, yeah, I became a king because of some pious activities, but just by pious activities, I'm not comfortable, nor I am able to see others as equal. With an equal vision, I am not able to see. That means there is something more than piety. More than piety is more than pious life, is spiritual life. So spiritual life is the solution to all the problems of the world. Unfortunately, leaders blind to spiritual understanding. I think many times they are hypocrites. They know still, because they themselves cannot practice spiritual life. So they cannot promote as leaders. Why our leaders don't promote spiritual values? That they cannot live that life themselves. They may not understand actually what is spiritual life. So where is the question of leaders giving real solutions to you? Not possible. So some of our devotees in this dark day in world, devotees, they are finding ways and means. Every opportunity, how should they turn it to become a spiritual opportunity or a Krishna conscious opportunity? Devotees are very dynamic, wherever they are sitting. How to turn the whole thing? Because the problem is very simple. You have not accepted Krishna consciousness in your life, or you have not become Krishna conscious in your life. The result is chaos or misery. So expertly, Jadavarat, by talking about how he has become this and that, so that King Raghavan can understand why he is in such a position and what will actually make him happy, what actually he need. So this is the expertise of a guru, how to bring people to senses so that they can be constructive and contributing in life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.